It's been a month since news broke that three young Muslims were shot to death in Chapel Hill. For poet Will McInerney, it hit especially hard. He's from Chapel Hill, knew the victims through friends, and like many, has been trying to sort it out. This month, he's in the Middle East, working for an NGO. He sent us this poetic reflection on what it's like to be in the region and say, "I'm from Chapel Hill."
Marhaba. Ismi Will. I'm in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It's how I introduce myself when traveling in this part of the world.
In years past, saying I'm from Chapel Hill went unnoticed. But this time it's different. It's hard. Back in the U.S., I live a mile away from Summer Walk's circle. I live a mile away from where Yusir Abu Salla, Razan Abu Salla, and Dia Barakat, three young Palestinian and Syrian American students, were shot and killed. I knew Dia through friends in the community. Remember his gripping bear hugs and his infectious smile.
Now I'm over 6,000 miles away, in the West Bank city of Jenin. I'm here at a government hospital to document a medical NGO's work.
Inside the hospital, I meet Mona. Her cheetah print hijab conceals a composed, powerful mind. Today, she's snapping photos, corralling patients, passing out water. And then there's me, asking if she's heard of Chapel Hill. Of course, she says. We were really affected about Dr. Dia, his wife, and his sister. We consider them with God as martyrs, she says. Fidette works at the hospital with Mona. She has a chronic smile itching across her face. It's a common contagious condition I'm noticing in Jenin. It reminds me of Dia.
Ah, akid.
Of course I heard, she says.
There
is fear, specifically for the Palestinian people who have emigrated to America. There is a lot of fear that maybe my son, maybe my brother might encounter the same story now, she says. I ask her, would you feel safe in the U.S.? She pauses for a second. I think so, she says. There are plenty of good Americans, she tells me. Upstairs, I find the hospital director, Dr. Nader, behind a long wooden desk. He has a presidential demeanor and a booming voice.
Our reaction from the beginning was, why not making the same as the French who were killed? We are...
Dr. Nader speaks with his hands in flight. They choreograph his floating thoughts into words. For some time, all we know is in America there is democracy. And we call on ourselves to be like the greatest example to us, America. This is not democracy, he says. I wrap up my work for the day and head outside. These streets of Jenin are alive. Kids playing, music blasting, and fruit vendors calling out the daily specials over bullhorns. Seasoned smiles pepper the cool night air. Inside a taxi, I ask the driver, Anan, about Chapel Hill. Maybe it was a personal misunderstanding, he says. Anan curls his fingers around the steering wheel and stares onto the dark streets ahead. I have a question for you, he says. Do you think Palestinians will treat you worse if they know that you are an American after the Chapel Hill shootings?
I tell him no. I've always found Palestinians to be kind. I feel safe. I feel welcome. I catch a glimmer of his grin cracking in the rear view mirror. He calls out,
"That's good, I love you."
Dia, Yusor, and Razan were killed in my hometown. Many here in the Middle East remember them as martyrs and condemn the murders as an act of hatred. They worry Muslims aren't treated fairly in the U.S., and yet my day in Jenin ends with a cabbie calling out to me. I love you. Ismi Will. And I'm in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. For WUNC, I'm Will McInerney.
Will McInerney is a poet from Chapel Hill. Over the weekend, he and his translator flew to Turkey. They're visiting a dental clinic located about 5 miles from the Syrian border. The clinic was recently renamed in honor of Dia Barakat, one of the victims in the Chapel Hill shootings. The criminal investigation is ongoing. WUNC reporter Jorge Valencia has been following the case and joins me now. Good morning, Jorge.
Hello, Eric.
So where do things stand with the investigation?
Well, the Durham County District Attorney Roger Eccles has said that he's going to pursue capital punishment in this case. So he is going for the maximum penalty that he can get against Craig Stephen Hicks, the suspect in this case. And we've seen search warrants that show a couple of things. One, that Craig Stephen Hicks apparently kept photos and kept notes of the parking spaces in the apartment complex where he lived and where Dia and Yusor lived, which connects directly with police have said that they believe that he may have been motivated because he was mad about a parking spot. And we've also seen search warrants that show that he had about a dozen or so firearms in his home. So that's where things are right now.
Okay. And what about the allegations that this was a hate crime?
Well, so far, the district attorney and authorities haven't charged Hicks with a hate crime. Family members, community, people all over the world, like in Will's poem, feel that it is a hate crime. But legally, so far, it isn't. And in reality, the district attorney has very little incentive to try to prove that this is a hate crime in court. He could get this maximum punishment with only proving that Hicks did commit this crime without having to show why he was motivated to do it or that he was motivated to do it by hatred.
So it's a complication for them.
Exactly. In fact, for the prosecution, it could make the prosecution's case difficult to have to prove that this was a hate crime. And he could already get this maximum punishment without having to prove that.
When might we see the next developments, Jorge?
Well, we expect to see Hicks in court the week of April the 6th in Durham County.
Okay. Jorge Valencia is a reporter with WUNC. Jorge, thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome.